Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. Paul wrote to Timothy, "I am grateful to Christ Jesus our Lord." Other translations have Paul saying, "I thank Christ Jesus our Lord." And we use grateful and thankful interchangeably as the translations do. However, there is a difference according to the Cambridge Dictionary from English Grammar Today. Grateful is how we feel when someone is kind to us or does us a favor. Grateful is how we feel when someone is kind to us or does us a favor, such as, "Thank you so much for helping us move into our house. We are so grateful." Or it is also used when asking for information or for help. "I would be very grateful if you could send me more information about your company for my school project." Being thankful expresses relief when something unpleasant or dangerous didn't happen. Someone asks, "I heard you were in a car accident today. Are you okay?" And you reply, "I'm okay. There was some damage to the car. I'm just thankful no one was hurt." In today's translation, Paul is grateful to God because Christ favored him, even though neither Christ Jesus nor God was obligated to be kind to him because of his horrible actions. In other translations, Paul is thankful to God because Christ saved him from an unpleasant or a disastrous future. Noticing, pondering, and playing over such translational nuances, differences, is important because when we wrestle with them, the Holy Spirit shapes our relationship with God, shapes our view of our salvation, and shapes others when they see Jesus Christ in us. When we're thankful to Jesus for relieving us from something unpleasant, we may conclude our relationship with God is as good as it's going to get. Our salvation is secured, no hell for me. And others see Jesus in us because our demeanor shows everyone that we're relieved, because it's all good. But when we are grateful, we acknowledge the loving kindness of Jesus Christ and God's favor towards us, even though we do not deserve such love and kindness because of our unwholesome thoughts, attitudes, and treatment of others. Maya Angelou, in Celebrations, Rituals of Peace and Prayer, says, "Let gratitude be the pillow upon which you kneel to say your nightly prayer, and let faith be the bridge you build to overcome evil and welcome good." Both Maya Angelou and Paul realize gratitude comes from having a deep, passionate faith that helps us overcome the evil within us and brings out the good in us that we tend to hide behind our sinful, selfish actions. Perhaps that's why Cicero, the greatest orator of the late Roman Republic, wrote, "Gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all others." Gratitude for God's mercy in forgiving Paul's blasphemous language, Paul's persecution of Christians, and Paul's violent and angry behavior changed Paul's heart into one that knew God loves him, God graciously forgives him, and caused Paul to declare with all of his being, "Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst of them all." All of us should be grateful for the love God gives us through his Son, Jesus Christ, a love living in us through the Holy Spirit, and a love that gives us great favor and kindness, even though we may have done most of the seven things God cannot stand, according to Proverbs chapter 6. a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that kill people, a mind that thinks up evil plans, feet that are quick to do evil, a witness who lies, and someone who starts arguments among families. And we should be thankful to Christ Jesus because he saves us from impending eternal doom, because he is our great shepherd. And he tells us, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never die. And no one can steal them out of my hand." In the days to come, say thank you to God and tell him you are grateful because through Christ and in Christ, God is kind to us. God is favorable to us. God is merciful to us. God forgives us and gives us access to 7 of the gifts of the Holy Spirit: wisdom, understanding, counsel, knowledge, fortitude, piety, and wonder. And should you desire to draw closer to Jesus Christ, I have a homework assignment for you. Nobody likes homework assignments, do they? But I have one. It's a nice, easy one. Make a list of everything you are grateful for. Take the week and write down everything that you are grateful to God for. And then say a prayer of thanksgiving. Now, that's not a hard homework assignment, is it? We'll have a moment of silence at this time.